anorak is a British slang word for people who like to go outside and count things. It's a mocking term. Anoraks prefer to be called enthusiasts. In Britain, there are train spotters, plane spotters, and bog trotters, to name a few. T.R. Reid is London Bureau Chief for the Washington Post. Tom, why is counting things such a big deal in Britain?
Bob, if an SL55 steam locomotive goes down the track near your house, you've got to mark that on your clipboard, don't you? Come on, isn't this obvious?
Well, it'd be a bulletin because there are no tracks nearby.
That's right, but in Britain, there are tracks nearby, and there are planes going by, and there are butterflies to spot, and they're going to be, on any given weekend, there are a million twitchers out in these islands. You know what a twitcher is?
That would be a bird watcher.
That's right, and there are more than a million paid members of the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, and their magazine, which I get, is like one big ad for binoculars. You've never seen so many binoculars on sale.
Anoraks are not appreciated everywhere. Say, Greece, for example.
Yes. You might think of going outside and counting butterflies or birds or airplanes as a perfectly harmless, terribly British occupation. But as a matter of fact, it's just caused a huge international squabble and charges of espionage because 12 British anoraks, okay, aviation enthusiasts, went to southern Greece and they were counting airplanes. And sure enough, the Greek military police comes out and finds a bunch of foreigners with scanners listening to the pilot's conversation, keeping detailed diaries of which jets fly over. And they threw them in a high security prison and charged them as spies.
This is post 9/11, I take it.
Post 9/11, yeah. And, of course, as the Greek defense lawyer said in court, there are about 100,000 plane spotters in England, and there are zero in Greece. The Greeks just didn't understand this hobby. And, of course, when these poor people went on trial, you can just imagine the xenophobic British press went on the warpath, boycott the Athens Olympics. They listed a whole bunch of stuff to boycott: yogurt, feta cheese, Kalamata olives. You can't buy them. And it was classic. And they even arrested the wife of the head of the plane spotter. She told me she hates plane spotting. She was sitting in the van doing crossword puzzles when they were busted, but they threw her in jail, too.
Well, probably working on a code.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Must have been. Yes, yes. So
how did the government respond, the British government?
The British government, evidently Tony Blair himself, called Greece and said, please let these guys out. And something happened in the end. In the end, they were convicted and given 3-year sentences for spying. And then right after that, the judge went back in her chambers. And I don't know what happened, Bob. Maybe somebody called up and said, hey, tourism is our biggest industry. Hey, we want 100 million people to come for the 2004 Olympics. But anyway, she suspended the sentence and they're now all home.
And you count misplaced modifiers, I guess.
I am a paid-up member of the Ramblers Association. What we do is you go out on a Saturday morning, you get off the train in the middle of nowhere, you walk through mud and over hills and through rivers, and about 1 o'clock, the leader steers you into a village, and you go to the local pub, the Queen's Head, the Duke of York, the Rabid Fox, and go in for lunch. And you know what they do then? You're going to love this.
They eat lunch.
The leader hands out plastic bags, and you wrap them around your boots so you don't get mud on the rug at the Rabid Fox. These are decent people.
And you're wearing your anorak.
Of course I'm wearing my anorak, which is a parka that pulls over your head, and because you've got to wear an anorak if you're out counting locomotives or airplanes or blue butterflies in the middle of the British winter, you got to wear something warm. So that's why these people are called anoraks. They hate the term anoraks. The chief of the rail enthusiast organization said to me, you know, if you go out on a weekend and hit a little white ball into a hole, that's socially acceptable. But if you're out there counting blue butterflies or locomotives, then you're weird.
T.R. Reid is London Bureau Chief for the Washington Post.